That's good. Well, every sign being no problem. Fine? Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord for the salvation for our soul. And we have a wonderful God. And he sent to Jesus, came down here in the earth, seeking us that we may be saved. And without Jesus, no hope. Amen. If you have your Bible with you tonight, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. There was a time, and there was one church and didn't have a pastor, and the other co-worker and myself, we would take turn and go down into that city and we preach on the Sunday there, which is an 8-hour journey. We go every other week. And for about 1 year and a half later, until we find a pastor for that church. When it was my chance to go down there, and I came home late. And usually after I finish preaching at church, I take a overnight bus. And then on the way, there's a jungle. And I was late. What happens? 2:30 in the morning, the bus stopped in the midst of the jungle. What happened? I asked someone. They're open, sleeping on the road, standing. Well, you think, well, give me a good honk. Oh, no. You meet the elephant mad, and you put the bus over. And you've been terrible. So I arrived home, and my wife would say, well, why are you late? A little bit of a traffic jam. So all of them were sleeping on the road. Can you imagine an I-90 and some elephant on there, across the road there? You have a long line there. They have to wait. Actually, if you had to wait until when the sun comes up in the morning, it was probably about like 6:30, and then the elephant woke up, walked away, and then time to go. I just kind of imagine I-90 waiting 3.5 hours. Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless the church for the continuing supporting and praying for the ministry that you called to do in India. And I pray that you will bless thy word. What is it that you want us to know? And help me with my voice and sign to make it clear that all may understand, and more so that the Holy Spirit will speak to our heart. For this, I ask for your help. In Jesus' name, amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and beginning with verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. When you think about verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Who are the lost? Who are those that are lost? We're talking about unsaved people. Imagine if no one had gone to India. No one takes the gospel to India. What happened? Many of them will remain lost because the gospel was being hidden. Hidden from them. And so they don't know. And that's a Satan that can continue and enslave them, blind them, hold them on the way to hell. But when he takes the gospel, go out there, and he lets the light of Jesus shine there, something happened over there. The power of God's word. And people, many of them, get saved. Well, no. God has called Paul to preach to the Gentiles. And to begin with, the apostle Paul was not saved. In fact, he was again in Christianity. And just like the Muslim, they hate the Christianity. And they persecuted also the Christian. You hear it from time and time again. And Apostle Paul was in some way like that. He persecuted the Christian. And by the grace of God, Jesus met Apostle Paul on the way. And he persecuted the Christian, whose name before was Saul. And Saul, wow, the shock. Why are you persecuting me? He didn't realize that he caught hold of Paul. And wow, I mean, God really used him. What is the purpose for God and calling Paul to go out to the Gentiles? You read it in the book of Acts chapter 26 and verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. To open their eyes, that they may see the light of Jesus. Wow. God called Paul to go out there and far from his home to open up their eyes. I'm sure there were many things going on in his mind. And he said, well, he said, for many years, I was a very strong Jewish person, proud of his Jewish faith. And he didn't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And now when he met Jesus, all things have changed. But now, back in his mind, he said, there was a lot of people know what I have done. You could reason himself. They may think I'm a fake Christian. They will back up. You think they really believe me, what I have done? He was an awful person. And yet, thank God, told Paul to go. And he said, I want you to go down there, Corinth, and take that gospel over there. And something happened there. People got saved. More got saved. And then they started the Corinthian church. You see? A Paul could back off and not go there, and yet God had Paul to write these words, and he said, you know, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If I'm going to go up to Corinth in there, they'll be under the slavery of Satan. They'll remain lost in their sin and on the way to hell. As enthusiastic Paul was before in his Jewish faith, his enthusiasm in being loyal to God is carried on. God saw something in him that he can really use him. He's very ambitious. He was not a lazy person. He was a type of person to go, 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 go. Let's go. God saw something in that person. Despite of his bad past and power, he told the gospel. What's the gospel? It's the good news. Jesus saved. And he went there. And now today, we saw Corinthians in our Bible here. And then God had him to go to Galatia to witness to the Galatian people. And then something happened. Paul took the gospel and he witnessed it, and he's preaching, he's teaching them the word of God, and people got saved. And then, lo and behold, we got the Galatians written in our Bible here. Is that right, so? Right? Yes. Yes. I can stop there. God has some more plan for his life. There's much work to be done in the harvest field. Oh, that God had moved Apostle Paul go to Ephesus. And he teach and he preach and written to the Ephesian people. Something happened over there. People got saved. And lo and behold, we got Ephesians written in our Bible. You know? And if Paul can go to the Ephesian people, that God will be hid to them that are lost. You see, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them. They are all lost, lost. But when we take the gospel, and through God's word, the seed, the word of God, something happened there. How that Paul used to go to the Philippine people there. He took the gospel. And then many, many people responded to the word of God. And we have the Philippine written in our Bible. Is that right? Yes, it's still there. It's never been removed. It's there. in our Bible. Then in the Colossian people, he took the gospel over there. What happened over there? That one man God used and they planted the church over here. Planted the church over here. He planted the church over there. He took the gospel. It's the gospel that saves people. Jesus saved. And then he went down to the Thessalonians people. Something happened over there. People get saved. Started a church there. And we have a Thessalonians written in our Bible there. Wow. You people, you're giving, and you're praying, and able us to dictate the gospel run over there in India to the death. Something happens over there. Good thing. Now you're finished. It's all presentation there. You saw that a deaf man named Anil. I told him that when I was speaking here, it took him 20 years to complete the Bible course before he can graduate from Bible college. Whoa, he was hungry. 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 He didn't give up. And he pastors two churches. And he works full time in the bank every day. They have Bible study twice a week, visitation twice a week, as well as he's preaching his church and he's working full time. He's a very busy man. He knows if you don't get the gospel to his people, it would be hid to them that are lost. But he wants to continue and not give up so that people may be saved. About 2 years ago, he ran in a motorcycle, going for a Bible study. The bus ran him over. Ran him over. Both his legs, broken. And his arm is broken. And the first thought, surely he is dead. And he's not. Brought him in the hospital. Fishing him up. Sent him home to rest. And it was a hard time because he has diabetic in condition, which is slow to heal. We praise the Lord, he has some deacons to take over the pulpit and preach God's word. Those deacons, I led them to the Lord and baptized them. And they're faithful members of that church. And that was a church that me and another person, we take turn going back and forth for a year and a half until they have a pastor. Now, he's fully here. He's back behind the pulpit to take the gospel to them, to the people. Whew. You see, he's deaf. The bus ran him over, both legs broken, broke the arm. And by God's grace, you hear him. He could have quit. He said, I'm finished. Look at me. God is not finished with him. He continued to teach the gospel to them, deaf people. Whoa. Isn't that something? Look up in the northeast, India, where my son is, beyond that, further out, in Dimapur, New Star. They had their first marriage among the deaf. From the beginning, no deaf can get married. No. They can't get married. Isn't that awful? In that state. And that man who started a deaf ministry up there was my student. We were training for the ministry there. And then just like 2 years ago, people saw what deaf can do. They can learn, they can read, they can write. Some of them are going to college. Yeah. They're not dummy. They can learn. They have to be taught. They have to be taught. And how by and by, fathers and mothers who serve swan in the arranged marriage star, they can. Yes. And they got married. And the second one was one of our former students. And they got married. Wow. Another interesting that happened last year, that pastor shared with me. Last year? Yeah, last year it started. The government made ASR, which means American Sign Language, in that state, official language, sign language for the deaf in that state, in the Northeast. No other state in all of India allowed that. Except for that state, the government wants school, they're not allowed sign language in school. That's a no-no. But that Northeast, the state government there, they saw, they see what the deaf can do. It says, look at this. 16 different tribes come from here. Oh, I was up there, let's say 15 years ago. And it's funny that when I was up there, I saw the deaf were talking, because I know the language. Yeah, how are you going to understand that foreigners over there? Like me, foreigners. They never had an outside speaker. Except the man who started the deaf ministry there. But this man calmly said, he told his deaf children, he said, just watch. And he folded his hand, he had a big smile, just watch. So when he called me to come up there, I began signing. Oh my, you should see your eye almost fell out. Then look at each other, they said, they know our sign language. And he looked at his student, he said, here's my teacher of me. Oh, that was interesting. So it was like the first time in 20 years that he didn't have to preach. So when I came, that was the first time that a different person preached to the deaf children. Isn't that something? Wow. And so, last year, Wani White came, huh? Yeah, so I made a plan arrangement for Wani White. I don't know if you ever heard Wani White. He's a deaf evangelist, and two of his deaf friends are also evangelists and went over there. And he went up to the Northeast India. And boy, did they have a wonderful time. And when the three deaf evangelists left that place, and I saw on Facebook, he said, our deaf children can't stop talking about the three deaf evangelists. They were just so thrilled to speak their language. A different person, preacher. And I was happy that that door was open for them to come in and preach. They need it. You know, you need some different spice, you know. Let's say you have different speaker to come in there and just stir it up, you know. That's good. You know what the Bible says again? God has Apostle Paul wrote these words. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Wow. Turn with me now in the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew. Chapter 5, beginning verse 14. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you're saved, Jesus wants us to light his light that is living in you to shine before men. Not so? Yes. One day, I had a driver, and driving from one city to another, it's an 8-hour journey. And we stopped there in the jungle, and he asked me, why? Why you leave America? You come all the way to my country. Well, there was an opportunity open up for me. Okay. So I share that gospel, that light, to that driver. He was an RC, Catholic. Not a Hindu, not a Muslim, but a Catholic. I told him, I'm here to tell the deaf that Jesus died on the cross for our sin. And he rose from the dead. He doesn't remain dead. He's alive. And Jesus can save all those people. And when the deaf people understand that, they can get saved and go to heaven. you want to go to heaven? He said, yeah, I don't want to go to hell. Great. And go through the Roman road. He got saved. I didn't have that driver very long. It's very interesting that the Word of God is in his heart. And I moved to another place, so I kind of lost contact with him, but he didn't. And he went on to Kuwait. You know where that is? Out in the Gulf. That's a little Muslim region there. He sent me a Christmas card. Wow. That was nice. And he said that there's no church on this. He said, I look and look and look in the Muslim country, there's no church. It's hard. It's tough. He's hungry. He's hungry for the Word of God. We need someone to go out there and start a church there. Probably has to be on the ground in a secret church on there. It's pretty a difficult place. But nothing is impossible with God. God can make the way. If he wills it. But it takes people who are hungry for God, who want to do God's will. And yet, I'm sure believe God is still calling people to go on in the mission field and faraway places. God is still calling. There are many lost, also in different parts of the world. Listen here. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That's it.